Greetings to our radio friends. It is our happy privilege once more to turn your thoughts away from the things of time and sense to spiritual things which are so essential to our happiness. For the Word of God says, "The happy man is the man who delights and meditates in the law of the Lord continually." And again in Psalm 105, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." To bring to you a message from God's precious word, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. T.E. McCulley from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mr. McCulley.
I want to talk to you today about things essentially worth knowing. Oftentimes we meet a friend on the street and we pass the time of greeting and then we say, "What do you know?" He says, "Well, I don't know anything. What do you know?" So I want to talk today about things worth knowing. I want to put myself on the spot for a few minutes and ask, what do you know that's really worth knowing? What do you know that's so paramount, that's so tremendously important that everybody else should know? I've been in the baking business for over a quarter of a century. I don't know much about it. I'm still learning and I hope to continue to learn. But suppose someone came to me someday and said, "McCulley, I want to give you a book which contains the last word on the science of baking." I'd look at my friend and I'd say, "You mean the latest word, don't you?" "No," he'd say, "this book contains the last word." Well, I'd be polite and thank him for it, but deep down in my heart I'd know, and so do you, that the last word on any science has never been written and never shall be as long as this world stands. But on the other hand, I'm just as positive that this book that I hold in my hand, which is the Word of God, doesn't contain the latest word, but contains the last word on sin, on immortality, on righteousness, on eternal life. And I believe there are some things essentially worth knowing in this book, And if you miss knowing them, you'll miss the best in this life, and you'll be in the utmost misery in the life to come. I know there are some who will say, well, how can we know what's really in that book? There's so many opinions about it. But I say to you, God wrote this book for his creatures. And if you are willing to take time to read it, he will give you the message that he wants you to have. What are some of the essential things worth knowing in this book? I read in Romans 3, verse 19, now we know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world become guilty before God. Now the apostle doesn't say, I think so, I hope so. He says, now we know. It's with the word of assurance. And he's summing up what he has in the first three chapters of Romans. In the first chapter, if I understand it correctly, you have a man representing those people in the world who have committed every crime on the calendar, who have committed all kinds of sins. And then in the second chapter, you have a man who's respectable and a good living man, pays his honest debts, does the best he can, the kind of people we like to have living in our neighborhood. Then towards the end of that chapter, you have a religious man, a sanctimonious man. Maending you could find him on Sunday morning, wending his way to church with a Bible underneath his arm. Then God puts all three of these men, representatives of the world, before him, and says they're all guilty, they're lost, condemned. Lost, guilty, hell-deserving, condemned sinners. Now we know, says the apostle, that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world become guilty before God. And I believe that's the first essential thing worth knowing, is to know that I'm a lost sinner. You see, if I don't know that I'm lost, I won't want to be saved. If I don't know that I have sins, I won't want them forgiven. If I don't know that I'm guilty, I won't want to be pardoned. But when I come to that place where I realize that what God says about me is true, that I'm a lost sinner, then I need mercy and I want salvation. But the wonderful part about it is that God doesn't leave us there. When we discover that we're lost sinners, God says, I love you. For I read in the third chapter of Ephesians and the 19th verse, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. The God who says you are a sinner is the God who says, I love you and have given my son to die for you upon the cross of Calvary. Wonderful love of God, as we sometimes say in that well-known verse which contains the gospel in a nutshell, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the way it has appealed to me as a businessman. If God is so great and so mighty and so wonderful, and I know he is, that he can make all of these rolling orbs above, the sun and the moon and those millions of stars, and keep them in their appointed courses so that they never crash or collide, if that God could have found any other way by which he could have redeemed my poor, lost, guilty soul, I'm sure he would have done it. But there was no other way. He had to give the darling of his bosom. He had to give his only son and let him die that shameful death upon the cross of Calvary. Bear my sins in his own body upon the tree. Be wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities, that the chastisement of my peace might be upon him, and by his stripes I might be healed. And so, thank God, today we can say, God loved us and gave his son to die for us. We know that. Then I read in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. It's possible to know today that you have eternal life. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to find whether your good works outweigh your bad works, as some might think. No. Somebody says to me, how do you know you're a Christian, McCully? Well, I don't know it by the way I live. I don't know it by the things I do. Other people should know it in that way. But I know it because God says so in his holy word, that if I believe in his son, I have eternal life. But do you know, dear friends, it's possible to know that you're a lost sinner? it's possible to know that God loved you and gave His Son to die for you. It's possible for you to know that you have, that you can have eternal life and still not be a Christian. And that brings me to the crux of the situation. For I read in John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 3, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent." And so I'd like to ask you today, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? I didn't ask you if you know about Him. There's so many people who know about Him. I know a great many things about President Eisenhower. He's a wonderful man. And I probably could answer some questions if people would ask me about him. But if someone was to say to me today, "Do you know Mr. Eisenhower?" I'd have to say no. I couldn't put my hand upon his shoulder and call him my friend because I don't know him. But thank God today, through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can look up to glory where Christ sits today at the right hand of God and say, "I know Him. Whom to know is life eternal." And thank God there is no one like Him. He's able to give peace and joy and satisfaction. Do you know Him? Oh, I beg of you today to stop and think before you further go on these things that are essentially worth knowing. To know that you're a lost sinner. To know that God loved you and gave His Son to die for you. To know that you can have eternal life, but best of all, and this crowns the point, to know Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. I've known Him for over 35 years, and I can say today from my heart, He's stronger than the strongest. He's far better than the best. His love has lasted longer. It has stood the hardest test. The sinfulest may trust Him, nor His welcome ever doubt. For He has said, "Him that cometh unto Me, I will in no wise cast out." Dear friend, today, if you want peace of mind, if you want life that's really worth living, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no real joy in this life without knowing Him. He can not only take your sins away, He can not only give you peace and joy concerning the life that is to come, but He can be your friend and your companion and your guide along the journey here. To as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Trust Him today. Amen.
There's no friend to me like You. My every need supplies. He not only saves but keeps me. Nothing good from me denies. Yes, in Him I'm fully trusting. Yes, through Him I'll conquer all, for I know He saves and keeps me, and He'll never let me fall. All, yes, all to me is Jesus. Saves grace and keep me. And he'll never let me fall. I will never cease to love him.